Recently, Dr. Julie Kosten and I were asked several questions about how to best support adult learners, especially in virtual offerings like a conference session or a webinar. And so we had a couple questions that we thought we would just unpack quickly for you in this audio recording. One question was around co-teaching. If you've ever attended a session or a training or an event with Julie and me, you see that we love to co-teach. And we believe really strongly that co-teaching is critical, not only when we teach virtually, but really in person as well. And there are lots of different roles that co-teachers can take. In fact, Julie has a book on co-teaching, and one of the downloads that goes with this audio recording is sort of the roles that a co-teacher can play. And so when you think about it in a virtual space, you just have to sort of translate what would that look like when we're in different physical places from one another. However, there's tons of stuff out there that Julie and I offer around how to co-teach well. So if that's something of interest, you can come back around to that. But generally speaking, you can have participants serve as a co-teacher. So my colleague Barb Avila had a fabulous idea. She was hosting a webinar for families, and she asked one of the parents to be a co-teacher with her that night. And they can take on different roles. That could be someone who admits folks into the meeting room so that you don't have to continually watch or abandon folks in the waiting room. That can be someone who is what Julie calls ketchup and mustard. It's the person who is assigned to catch anyone up that needs it if they got kicked off based upon technology or had to leave early or arrived after the content had started. She talks about mustard just because she's being clever with ketchup and mustard, but mustard is like anything that we must do. And so they're keeping track of things that we said we would share, things that we want to look up, things that we want to do at a future point. So really the co-teacher can take on lots and lots of roles, and we want to make sure that those are planned roles. So even if you have an assigned facilitator by the host of your conference or of your event, you want to make sure that you talk to that person ahead of time and are really clear about what their roles are and how you want them to support you throughout. And again, we'll give you some links to different ways to think about co-teaching and the different roles that co-teachers can play. But it's absolutely critical to adding energy, to supporting diverse learners, to helping you navigate a live agenda, breakout rooms, technology supports and issues, as well as the content. So that's a long answer to the first question about how important is it to have a strong co-teaching plan during a virtual presentation. Julie and I also shared with folks ways to have breakout rooms, and we have a visual that we adapted from a teacher on how to have options so that folks can stay with you as the facilitator, folks can go to a breakout room that you go to, or they can go to a breakout room where they are going to talk. Either that's another breakout room in something like Zoom, or they can do something in their own space. So they can actually leave the main meeting and go to a Google Hangout or a space that they already use that's collaborative, but they want to talk, they want to turn on their mic, they want to open up their camera. A third option is for folks who don't want or can't have the noise or the be on camera, and they just want to type, but they still want to connect with other folks. So that could be as simple as a text message, that could be a group text, it could be a Google Drive document, it could be a Padlet, or it could be a breakout room where you're not expected to turn your camera on or off. And then the fourth one is just going solo. It's where you need some quiet time where you can process and move at your own pace. So again, you might leave the main Zoom room so that you can actually go to another space, either physically or virtually, or you can just mute the main room and just stay where you are and engage in your own way. So how do you get folks to do that? Well, you can do it live or you can do it ahead of time. So if you know what the activity is and how long it's going to last or what time in your session it's going to appear, you can do a poll ahead of time so that folks pick what they want. So that could either be you have different Zoom accounts and folks actually register for the Zoom room they want to go into. So if you want folks to register to be with you, they would register with one Zoom link. If they want to go into a place where they turn their cameras on and off, that would be a separate Zoom account and a separate Zoom registration. And then the third one, where they're not going to have their cameras on. So you might need to coordinate with a colleague and borrow their Zoom accounts. I'm just using Zoom as the example, but you can do this in different ways with different platforms. And so that's one way, is ahead of time, allow folks to register and then they get the Zoom link. They will actually leave the main meeting room space and go to a different Zoom room. So it takes a little bit of pre-planning. You can also have them vote ahead of time in a very simple poll kind of way, or responding to an email, and then you're going to pre-populate your Zoom rooms. So room one will be for open mic and open camera. Room two will be closed mic and closed camera. The main Zoom room will be the facilitator's option, and then anybody who wants to go up themselves can just mute or leave the main Zoom room. There's some wonky stuff sometimes with putting folks into groups, even if you've asked them ahead of time, and even if you've pre-populated those two rooms, people may not get sorted correctly. And so you may just need, again, a co-teacher that helps you resort them or move folks if they've changed their minds. So you can definitely survey them ahead of time, and then you can either have separate registrations, and those links will go to their email, or you can have an email with the name of the room, like here's the link to the facilitator Zoom, here's the link to the open mic room, here's the link to the closed mic room. Again, it's a little bit of coordination. If you have a website, you can absolutely just put the name of the room and then the embedded link, and folks will just go to that dashboard and click on it. You might even embed it into something like a Padlet. So it just depends on what kind of technology. If you're using a Google Drive document, you can easily make an image or words that say facilitator's room, open mic room, quiet room, and then the embedded link is the Zoom room. So again, you'd have to have multiple accounts. You can borrow that from your co-teachers or colleagues, and or you can pre-populate the rooms using an uploaded feature in Zoom, and folks will be beamed to the one that they wanted to go to. And you as the host can go to your own room as well, so you don't even have to stay in the main room. You might leave your facilitator in the main room and they can be the host, make you a co-host. You can go and facilitate your own breakout, and then if anybody's lost or needs help, your co-teacher stays in the main room to help them get where they need to be. So again, how you break them up, or how they click on which choice they want, just requires a little pre-planning. So you can do that on the fly. If you have small enough groups, you can just say, okay, be thinking about where you want to go. And then you can say, there's three rooms. One is quiet. I'm going to send you all there, but you're not going to talk to each other. Let's do it in the same order I've been doing it. The first one is open mic. The second one is text and chatting only. And the third is quiet. And so let's say you have 12 folks. You could say to them, think for a minute which one you want, and then put it in the chat, or hold your finger up, or hold up a sign of which room you want to go to. One, two, or three. And then as the host, you can just look at the participant list and send them manually to room one, two, or three based upon their preference. And then if they decide they want to change their mind, they can leave that group and ask you to put them in another room. So maybe they start off on their own, but then want to go and talk to others. So hopefully that makes sense, that there are different ways of doing it depending on how comfortable you are. The first way is to have separate Zoom accounts where folks either register for, or those different Zoom meeting rooms are hyperlinked and embedded into an image or into text via an email, on a Google Drive document, on a Padlet, or on a website. The second way is to pre-populate, again, based upon a survey or a poll or just an email response where folks said which type of room they think they'll want for that type of pit stop where you're learning some particular topic. And you can pre-populate the rooms and then know that it'll be a little bit wonky and you may need to do some adjustment. And folks may change their mind or folks may register late and you may have to manually add them to the one of their choice. And then the third way is to do it manually on the fly. And you can even do that with large groups. However, it just takes a little while. So if you can do a little bit of a hybrid where those who know ahead of time and then just troubleshoot manually. But if you have a small group or if it is a reoccurring class that meets often and folks don't feel rushed to get into the rooms, you could even say, okay, we're going to take a break, put in the chat which room you want to go to. I'm going to beam you there. And make sure that when you come back from your break, look for the little pop-up that says you've been assigned to group one and accept that invitation. But it allows folks to move around, take a quick bio break while you're sorting them manually, and you don't feel that pressure of everyone watching you while you do it. And then again, this is another great reason of why to have a co-teacher.